Благодарю вас, госпожа председатель, и я...
Apologies, Chair. Perhaps I was a little inaccurate in my comments. I fully agree with you that in certain cases there are security reasons for not granting a visa to certain individuals, but with the permanent forum and the expert mechanism, the participants do need to be properly registered, as I said, with ECOSOC special status, and then indeed one is able to check whether they are in keeping with the purposes and principles of that body, and the nature of their activities can be verified. This is why I mentioned registration. We in principle believe that if the United Nations has registered individuals wishing to take part in these events, that means that the individuals have passed through all the filters and their activities are found to be in keeping with the UN Charter. I just wanted to clarify that we agree with the point about security considerations, but where participants have been properly registered, then they must be granted a visa. Here I would recall the obligations of the host country of the UN headquarters and host countries of UN offices, namely the United States, where there is a UN host country agreement, and in the case of Switzerland, there is the agreement on privileges and immunities. And in keeping with these respective agreements, the US and Switzerland have the obligation to issue visas free of charge to participants who have registered to take part in UN events. That was something I just wanted to clear up. Perhaps you wanted to comment on that further, but I stand ready to answer any questions. Thank you.